My name is Stephen Dominey. So I currently serve as the coordinator of Fraternity and Sorority Affairs. So Upstander Training is a very practical, in-depth dive talking around domestic violence and sexual assault prevention. It navigates us through vocabulary words of things that you need to be aware of to begin there. And then it actually is a video montage of different scenarios. We walk them through it, and then we reverse the conversation to go back and analyze how you can intercede or what resources are available to do the action necessary to not just be intervene, but how to be an upstander, to actually how to take action to help the situation. From there, we then begin conversations around consent and rape culture and how to address the issues between language, actions, and behaviors that can lead to misunderstanding around consent, as well as things that have left negative connotations or negative behaviors that exude itself to enhancing or encouraging rape culture in the community. So our end goal is to provide these resources so that students understand how to actually take action and help prevent domestic violence and sexual assault, not only on campus, but in the community. So Upstander Training has evolved. We started out with bringing in the Bystander in 2015. We've been a part of a coalition of schools and organizations in Tennessee since 2014 around domestic violence and sexual assault prevention. Our first program that we started with bringing in the Bystander is more theoretical and uncovers the elements that are more, how do you think about the theory behind it? Whereas this is much more hands-on and showing students how to do the things necessary to prevent or intercede in a scenario that may occur around them. We've seen a higher interest amongst students to engage in this training compared to our previous trainings. So we'll continue to see that. In addition to this year, Upstander Training will continue. We just received a grant from the Center for Disease Control. It's called a Delta Impact Grant that will help support this program financially and through other resources to continue on for at least the next 5 years. Correct.
Could you talk about that?
So we are part of, we're working with the Tennessee Coalition to End Domestic and Sexual Violence. And through this subgrant, we are one of the awardees. It's kind of like the big spearhead in 2014. FMLA kind of was doing it as a student organization, and Women and Gender Studies. Mm-hmm. We're kind of doing it on their own. And so now the university has given more resources, emphasis, and support behind it. Of the state institutions, we are the one that's leading the charge. You probably will not find another institution in the state of Tennessee that has the same breadth and depth to the programmatic functions as others.